The House of Unspeakable Secrets. Leslie Phillips in Ernest Dudley's 8-part comic strip thriller. Episode 1, codename Yosef.
Hotel Alsterpalast, guten Abend.
Hotel Alsterpalast, Hamburg. Major Selby here, speaking from London.
Yes, Herr Major.
Is Mr. Hilaire there?
Herr Hilaire? No, he has gone to the opera. It is British carved in the very middle.
Oh, yes, I see. I'll phone again, half an hour.
Very good, Herr Major. I will give Herr Hilaire your message.
What a lord. No wonder all Hamburg's gone wild over Bridget Carr.
Yes, even from the side of the stage, it sounds marvelous.
From the side, the front, anywhere you like, Mr. Hilaire. She's very sexy.
Mm.
But then, of course, you know all about that.
Now is our chance to get along to our dressing room. Come on.
You're sure it'll be all right, Eric.
What's the matter? The man, there, in the stage box.
What about him?
Look how he's staring at Fräulein Karls.
Well, every man in the theater is staring at her.
Not the way he is.
Who is he?
He's gone.
So, yes.
Yes. He'd better go also. Come on.
Make sure no one's in there.
Who should be there? Her dresser was in the wings.
Come on, then.
No one here.
They have to work fast.
Should I turn the key?
Nein. But suppose someone comes in.
Oh, we say, I'm an electrician.
I'm mending a fuse.
Yeah, how about me?
You should worry. The famous hairdresser, Hilaire, from London.
But I'm supposed to be waiting for Bridget at the hotel.
Intimate little supper in her suite, of course.
Well, that's part of what I was sent to Hamburg for.
Mm-hmm. And I thought it was because she would allow no one but the great Hilaire touch a hair of her head.
Oh, that's true as well.
Anyhow, this little gadget we're looking for, where's she hidden it?
Her makeup box.
Very cunning.
Yes, the side of the box pulls out.
Uh-huh. Achtung! Thought I heard someone. What do we do? They've gone.
Now I know what a cold sweat feels like.
You have to learn to expect this.
I'm learning. Don't disturb her makeup. You just pull the side out. There you are.
The little gadget that can tell so much.
You've got the replica to put in its place?
Of course, here it is.
Good.
There you are. That's exactly. She won't know the difference.
Not until it's too late.
You take the other.
I can play it back at the hotel.
Too bad if it is like the time music. Listen. I look as if I'm fixing this light. You fuss over that way.
Right.
Anyone here?
You are looking for Miss Cowles?
Guten Abend. This is Fräulein Cowles' dressing room.
It is her name on the door.
So, my name is Weber, drama critic for the Hamburger Zeitung. I'm the stage electrician. There's trouble with this light.
We saw you watching the show.
You saw me?
You were in the stage box.
This is Herr Hilaire, Fräulein Cowles' hairdresser. The famous hairdresser from London.
Of course, Herr Hilaire. It has been in the papers.
Mm.
You are staying at the same hotel as Fräulein Cowles.
Yes.
You are a friend, nicht wahr? You have known Fräulein Cowles long?
Yeah, since she came to London a year ago.
Oh, that was before her South American tour.
Yes.
That was also a triumph. Rio de Janeiro, for example.
Yes.
So, Fräulein Cowles is on the stage. I will return later and hope she will see me.
I'm sure she will.
What is he after?
I don't know.
I did not like the bit he got in about Rio de Janeiro. Weber, did he call himself?
On the Hamburger Zeitung.
I will check up on him.
But wouldn't he expect us to do that?
He could be trying the double bluff.
Ah.
You don't know much about German agents, do you?
This is the first time I've been quite so involved.
They're going for psychology so much the stuff runs out of our ears.
Really?
With the British and Americans, it is gadgets, right?
Gadgets?
Hidden microphones, two-way mirrors. And now the Russians, when in doubt, sudden death. But with us, it's double bluff.
And double, double bluff. And double, double... But let's get out of here. I can phone that newspaper from the stage door.
I'll get back to the hotel.
And the best of British luck. Is that not how you say it?
Sometimes.
Here we are. No one using the stage doorman's phone. Look outside. There's a bit of a fog coming up.
It seems pretty bad. Can I help you, Mynheer?
I want to use your telephone. Give me the directory.
Here you are. I'm wondering how I'll get back to my hotel.
Better look out for a taxi.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Oh, don't go yet. I shan't be a minute telephoning. Right. I'll tell you what I found out.
I'd like to know if he really is an imposter.
Ah, here's the number. Hamburger Zeitung.
What a fog. I'll never get a taxi in this. Oh, I'm sorry.
Tom.
So sorry, this fog.
Now, see, but you must sit by and cross it through.
I beg your pardon?
Is he there?
Hello?
There you are. I've spoken to the paper. Their drama critic is Karl Weber. But he happens to be in Berlin.
Berlin? You mean not here in Hamburg at all?
And the question is, where is this one from?
Where?
Yes, and who?
Who?
He is an agent. Where from? Moscow?
Not so loud. I thought I heard... Hey, listen. What?
Weber, or whatever his name is.
He was hiding there, listening. I bumped into someone in the fog. It must have been Weber.
Perhaps he only heard that we know he's a phony dramatic critic.
I hope you're right.
You must get back to your hotel. You want a taxi?
In this fog?
We will get you one.
This I have to see.
Taxi! Here you are. Taxi.
How did you do that?
It is nothing.
Yeah, man, here.
Hotel Alster Palace, please.
Yeah, well.
In bed.
Aren't you going back to the theater?
No, I think I will come with you. They can manage without me for half an hour.
But I'll be all right.
Of course, of course.
Well, then.
All the same, accidents can happen in fog.
He's driving slowly enough.
It wasn't the driver I worry about.
What, you mean the fake Weber?
That and just a sixth sense.
Ah.
And you've been in this game as long as I have.
I haven't noticed anything playful about it so far.
The fog is lifting a little.
Yes, we're going a little faster.
Hamburg fog is patchy always. It's the river and the lakes. But I was going to say, there are compensations.
Compensations?
About this job.
Oh, yes.
Fräulein Karl, for example.
Yeah, you do let your imagination go to your head. To tell you the truth, I can't help feeling I've played her a dirty trick.
And she'd have done the same to you.
I suppose, sir. All the same.
Just because she happens to be a very attractive woman.
Really?
You must learn it doesn't pay to be sentimental. Not in this dirty business.
I'm sure. I shouldn't have told you.
You'd be wiser to keep your feelings to yourself.
Now, remember. Be too bad if Major Selby got to know about them.
Selby?
It slipped out. It's a name I'm not supposed to mention.
Selby? The big brain in London?
You know as well as I do, that's the sort of question you don't ask.
Okay, forget it. It was just natural curiosity.
Achtung, that's fine.
Who is?
Weber. There. See him?
Yes. Yes, it is.
I'll stop the taxi and follow him. Halten, halten.
You go on to the hotel.
Yep.
All right. See you later.
Yes.
Must not lose him in the fog.
Good luck. Oh. All right, driver. Hotel Alster Palace.
Guten Abend, Herr Hilaire.
Guten Abend, a key, please.
There are two messages for you.
Oh.
Herr Major Selby phoned you from London.
Major Selby?
He will phone again, he said. And Herr Weber was asking for you.
Weber? When was this?
No. He said he would wait for you here, but I do not see him anywhere.
I don't see how you could.
He was sitting over there.
He must have got tired waiting.
I hope he's not gone up to your room.
Yeah, so do I.
I will phone up to you if he returns. You will be in your room.
I suppose so, yes. And you'll put Major Selby through?
Of course, sir.
Thank you.
Danke schön.
Hey,
the draft.
Eric! How did you get up here?
Sorry if I startled you.
I was just wondering if Weber might be waiting for me.
Weber?
Yes, they told me downstairs that he called. Did you lose him in the fog?
Yes, but you don't have to worry about him. Let me see the gadget, please.
What?
From Bridget Carr's dressing room.
Why, you afraid I've lost it?
It would be too bad for you. Ah, you have it. I think I should check it before you take it on to London.
You mean make sure it isn't a lot of lighter tan music, hmm?
Now, see. I just plug in this earpiece, touch the tiny button, and it's playing back okay.
And Major Selby is phoning me.
Quiet. I can't hear. This is dynamite.
What's the message?
I can actually hear Joseph's voice. I can hear him speaking to Bridget Carr's. Joseph himself, his own voice.
Yes, is it really? Who is Joseph?
He's in Rio de Janeiro. She met him there, Bridget Carr's. Joseph, it's the code name. You do not know.
Joseph? Rio de Janeiro? Code name?
You mean Major Selby has not told you?
Major Selby?
You are new to all this. Perhaps he thinks it best that you do not know too much.
Well, he's phoning me. Look, the fake Weber, he asked about Bridget in Rio de Janeiro.
I told you, you don't have to worry about Weber. He is unimportant.
Oh, all right.
We are all unimportant. Little cogs in big wheels. Quickly worn out, easily replaced. This little gadget, you do not let it out of your sight.
Trust me. You're going.
I have checked, it is okay.
You won't wait for the Major's phone call. I mean, he might like a word with you.
It is not necessary.
That'll be in now. You better wait. Hello? Oh. Bridget. It isn't him.
I can hear that.
Hello, you have someone with you.
No, Bridget. At least, I mean...
I hear you. Them. You have got a woman.
No, I haven't really.
I hear you speak with her.
No, really, you're not a woman, are you? Say something. Sound like a waiter.
Think it's a cafe swat or the wife right here.
Yeah, thanks. Did you hear that, Bridget? The waiter asking me to, whatever it was.
Okay, Hilaire. I'm sorry I sound jealous, but you are so attractive. I'm phoning from my dressing room.
Oh, yes.
I'm as quick as I can.
I must go now. They are calling me. Oh, dear, I'm sorry about that.
Do not apologize. Well, I will be on my way.
But the other call should be through any minute.
I will not wait. Good night.
Good night.
A very, very good night.
What does he mean by that? Hello?
Hilaire?
Yes.
Major Selby for you from London.
Oh, thank you.
Is that you?
Yes.
I'm speaking from London.
I can hear you very clearly. You might be next door.
Of course you can hear me very clearly. This is a special call. I'm reaching you by radio wavelength so no one can tap us.
Oh.
It's safer than a scramble job. Now listen, you've got to get out.
Get out?
Out.
But I've only just got here. Oh, by the way, Eric's just gone.
Eric?
He's checked it.
Checked what?
The gadget. You know. I've got it.
Of course you've got it. That's what I sent you to Hamburg for. And don't damn well lose it.
I won't.
Or it's the chop.
Chop?
That's why you've got to move. Fast.
Now? This very minute?
Yes.
From the hotel?
From Hamburg, you idiot. Get out.
Oh, all right. I can't see why.
In the wardrobe, you'll see.
In the wardrobe?
Get out. That's an order. Get out. Now.
Look in the wardrobe. What's he talking about? Who's there?
Herr Hilaire?
Yes?
Wir werden die Kriminalpolizei anrufen.
I don't speak German.
No. We are from Hamburg, Sea Agent.
Police?
Ja. Sie sind verhaftet.
Eh?
You will come with us.
Oh, will I?
Sie sind verhaftet.
What is all this?
Mord.
Mord who?
Mord. Murder, Herr Hilaire.
Murder? You're out of your mind. What are you doing?
We must find the body.
What? Well, you won't find it in the wardrobe. I've just looked. Well, what I mean is, why should you think there's a body in here anywhere?
There is nothing.
What did I tell you?
We will look in the bathroom. Jawohl!
Well, you won't find a body in there either.
In there?
What?
So? You know nothing.
I told you there wasn't a...
Eric. Mort. Stabbed to death.
Eric. Why did you get him?
Me? I didn't kill him.
We mustn't come and meet after Polizeiwache.
You will come with us to police headquarters.
But I know nothing about this.
You know enough. You killed him. Go.
But there must be some mistake. Besides, I have a supper engagement.
You can tell your story at CID. We have a car downstairs. You are under arrest.
Why are you driving so fast? It's dangerous in this fog.
My colleague is used to it.
Sie können sich mir anvertrauen.
Trust him.
I didn't realize the police station was all this way.
We're not taking you to the police station, Herr Hiller.
What? What do you mean? You're up to some trick.
Do not get excited. You are in safe hands.
Hey, arrested for a murder I haven't done? Driven by a maniac through a foggy night to somewhere I don't know?
We are just arriving at the railway station.
Railway station?
The fog has stopped all flights from the airport.
But where am I going?
We will see you safe aboard the Nord Express en route for London. Our orders are to get you out of Hamburg fast.
You mean all this is in aid of some plan?
We know nothing. We obey. That is all.
You didn't believe I killed Eric at all.
The CID are taking care of that.
But aren't you and your friend CID?
But yeah, wir werden die CID.
A special department.
Der Hauptbahnhof.
Here we are. The railway station.
Oh, it's better than the police station, I suppose.
I will see you to the train.
Thank you. And thanks to your friend for the most uncomfortable drive I've ever had.
Auf Wiedersehen, Herr Hiller.
Auf Wiedersehen.
We must hurry. We have only a few seconds. Follow me. The Nord Express is already in.
Yeah, right.
There will be someone on the train.
Oh?
To see that you are taken care of.
Oh,
you understand. Thanks. So, auf Wiedersehen. How are you there?
You're off. Auf Wiedersehen, and thank you very much, I suppose.
And I will not forget to give Fräulein Karl your message that you were called away.
Eh? Oh.
Leave it to me. Mr. Hilaire.
Eric, but I thought you were...
No trouble to think. It can so easily to think.
But just now I saw you in the bathroom.
Dead.
I told you.
It is all part of the game.
Don't you play a bit rough?
One has to think quickly. Act quickly.
I mean, Major Selby and you were in this together.
You were in a trap.
We got you out of it.
Leave it at that and forget it ever happened.
I see. Don't ask any questions because I won't get any answers.
This is your compartment. Number K-set.
First class.
Well, that's something.
You didn't have time to pack, so you'll find everything you need for the night.
Thank you. Pajamas, dressing gown, toothbrush. What else do you do?
Emitter?
A stage electrician, murdered body, sleeping car attendant. Very versatile.
One becomes used to doing any jobs. Come along to the dining car when you're ready. Or perhaps you'd like to rest a little.
It has been quite an exhausting evening.
So, if there's anything you want, press the button.
Thanks.
Okay, Mr. Hilaire.
Thank you, Eric. Weber, what the...
Yes, it's fake.
Fake theater critic.
But this knife is real.
What the...
Why, you...
The window. Good grief.
What's going on,
Peter? You said he wasn't at what? It was Weber.
Weber?
Yes. Came at me with a knife.
I never saw him get on the train.
But he just got off. During the flight, I got him into the corridor. Fell against the window, you see, and it was open.
Better shut it.
Yes. I don't suppose he'll come back.
Oh, no. But there's a drop. You'd better get back into your compartment.
Yeah.
What's happened?
Well, I was half asleep. The door opens. I thought it was... Oh, well,
He nearly got me.
But he did not.
My luck was in. Well, I sort of know a bit of judo.
Judo? Mm. An expert?
I'm only a beginner.
You don't know your own strength?
I can't believe it's happened.
It happened.
I suppose he must have been killed.
Probably broke his neck.
Oh, poor devil.
I'll fill your wash basin. You have a wash and brush up?
Oh, thanks.
Then come along and eat, and a good bottle of wine.
Steak, mein Herr, it was not overdone. It is your satisfaction.
Mm, very good, thanks.
And the wine, is it the right temperature?
Excellent, excellent.
Like,
Everything all right, Mr. Hilaire?
Fine, Eric, thanks.
Quite got over the little shock.
Yes, yes.
Very good. I'll be around.
I wonder, might I sit here?
Yes, of course.
Thank you. I'm not disturbing.
Not at all.
I prefer not dining alone.
Yes.
You're English.
Yes.
For a moment, I thought you might be French, perhaps.
Oh, really?
You have that sort of elegance.
Oh, my mother is French.
Mm, I expect that explains it.
Guten Abend, Fräulein. Womit kann ich dienen?
I don't understand you.
It's all right, madame. I speak English.
Oh, I would like some consommé.
Consommé?
And could I have some... A mushroom omelette.
Mushroom omelette? Thank you, madame.
Rather a bore, not knowing their language.
Mm.
Do you speak German?
I'm afraid I don't.
You speak French, of course.
Ah, oui.
I have a feeling I've seen you before, perhaps at some party in London.
I don't know.
You go to many parties?
A few.
They bore you, maybe. People bore you.
No. I like meeting people. If I didn't, I wouldn't be much use in my job.
What you do?
I'm a hairdresser. I have my salon in Berkeley Square.
Of course. You are hilarious. My friends rave about you.
Oh, thank you.
My name is Caress Nevis.
Oh.
I've been promising myself I will come and see you one day.
Your hair is quite lovely, if I may say so.
Oh, no, not really. But I'm sure you could work wonders.
Oh, nothing will give me greater pleasure.
Madame's consommé.
Thank you.
Danke.
You're on your way back to London?
Yes.
Must be thrilling for you to have built yourself up into such a success.
I really owe so much to my mother.
Really?
Yes. Oh, she's been wonderful.
I was reading about you in one of the glossy magazines. Didn't it call your salon the House of Unspeakable Secrets?
Yeah, journalists will say anything for a sensational story.
Oh, no, but you do guard many secrets. The secrets of feminine beauty. And your clients must often take you into their confidence. Almost as much as if you were their doctor.
Oh, you're exaggerating.
You know, they tell you things they wouldn't tell their husbands or their lovers. Society women, film stars, politicians and VIPs' wives.
Oh, I don't know.
Of course, you're not a bit like a hairdresser, are you?
No.
No. Charming without being flashy. You're quiet and unassuming. And, well, I'm sure you're very, shall we say, virile.
Well,
am I embarrassing you?
No. It's just that your soup is getting cold.
Oh, I've forgotten about it. Anyway, it's nice talking to you.
So, madame?
I haven't begun my soup yet.
Nein, it is not that. There is some trouble about your sleeping compartment.
My sleeping compartment?
The attendant says, would you come and see him, that there's some mistake.
But what mistake can there be?
Well, it is that you've been given the wrong compartment.
What?
You are K-11?
Yes. That's right. K-11.
Right, you could just speak with the attendant.
Oh, all right.
What a nuisance.
Will you forgive me? I won't be a moment.
I'll order you some fresh soup.
Thank you.
More consommé? Yeah, I get some freshly hot.
Thank you.
Oh, what has happened?
What, Eric?
To the beautiful blonde who was sitting here.
You saw her.
One could hardly miss. I saw her sit at your table, though there were others. Empty.
There's some mix-up over her sleeping compartment.
Mm-hmm.
She should be back by now. K-11.
What is it?
Her number, K-11, next to me.
Yours is K-10.
Just occurred to me. Perhaps there's some mistake over mine.
No, you're K-10, definitely.
I'd better go see what's going on.
I'll come with you. This is
compartment K-11.
Yeah, K-11, that's it.
Is she in?
Not at home.
Is it there? It's locked. It's locked.
Perhaps she's in and,
It's all right.
It's open. Must have stuck. Not here.
Where is she?
Let's look in yours.
What?
She may have made a mistake.
Mistake?
Come on.
Miss Neville,
hanging.
Here, quick, get her down. Look, I'll take a weight.
Yeah.
You, no.
Hold her still.
No.
It's your dressing gown, Cole.
It isn't mine. I mean...
Lift her higher.
Yes, but not...
All right? Is it safe?
Yes. How about doctor?
Yes.
Let Leah be flat.
All right?
Yeah. Is she dead?
No, she's alive.
You sure?
Her pulse is going.
We were just in time.
She's almost gone. Breathing nearly stopped.
Try the kiss of life.
Yeah.
What?
Try the kiss of life. Come on.
Yeah. All right.
Breathe hard.
Yeah.
Hard. Wunderbar.
She's breathing.
Yeah.
I think she's kissing me back.
I expect she's enjoying it.
Oh. You.
She's trying to speak.
Yes.
What did she say?
You.
I can't quite catch.
Yosef.
What did she say?
She's saying Yosef. Yosef.
In episode 1 of The House of Unspeakable Secrets, Hilaire was played by Leslie Phillips, Selby by Simon Mack,